Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
A double champion has been crowned at the Great American Bash, and AEW says FTW. I don't mean for the win either. For Thursday, July the 9th, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. Had to play that today. So there you go. That was the moment that Keith Lee became the NXT champion. In doing so, began his first title reign as NXT champion and became the first person to ever hold both the NXT and the NXT North American championships at the same time. It was at the end of a huge match against Adam Cole last night at the Great American Bash. We tip the hat to Adam Cole, who has had a phenomenal run as NXT champion, and we usher in the era of Keith Lee going forward. We already have a little idea as to where this is gonna go. So at the end of NXT, we see Karrion Kross and Scarlett watching from the balcony. It does seem that the next thing that we're moving to in terms of the NXT Championship is a feud between Keith Lee and Karrion Kross. Intriguing times ahead, but a marquee moment for Keith Lee, who has had a breakout 2020. The NXT North American Championship at the start of the year, and now the NXT Championship as well. A big night from the Great American Bash, lots to talk about there, and we will talk about it on NXT Graded a little later on today on the Cultaholic YouTube channel. You can join me, and together, you and I, we will grade WWE's second week of Great American Bash-shaped shenanigans.
What's in my hands, Tony, is something that I created.
You could call it the Brooklyn World Belt. You could call it the World Belt. You could call it anything you want.
What's in my hands was created with my blood, my sweat, my tears.
I am the FTW World Heavyweight Champ. This is the FTW belt. And tonight, I'm keeping my hand. Receipt number 3 is going to happen to Sabu right here in South Philadelphia.
This is a championship that no promotion has ever recognized, but wrestling fans worldwide recognize. The man who holds this championship is the baddest son of a bitch in wrestling.
go back in the history of ECW, the FTW title was the launch of Taz's push towards the World Heavyweight Championship.
Brian Cage, you are no longer uncrowned, my man. You are the FTW champion.
Meanwhile, on the other side, AEW Fighter Fest, that went down. Taz promised an announcement that would shock the wrestling world, and it did. One of the last things I expected. Didn't even cross my mind that last night Taz would reintroduce the FTW Championship and award the belt to his charge, Brian Cage. This was a really great promo from Taz, as you heard a little bit of it there, and it kind of mirrors the reasons for the FTW Championship coming into existence in the first place. So the FTW title, to give you a bit of a history lesson, was created back in the late 90s. It filled a title belt void left by Shane Douglas, who was the reigning ECW champion, who was on the shelf with numerous injuries. In storyline world, Shane Douglas was refusing to defend his title against Taz, so Taz unveiled his own world championship, the FTW championship. Sabu, up until now, has been the only other person to hold that belt. That was as a result of an intentional loss in 1998 at the end of the year, when Taz pulled an unconscious Sabu on top of him and had him pin him to crown him the FTW champ, because Taz was going on to finally challenge for the ECW title. So some good stuff came from the FTW belt in ECW, and the whole idea that it was used because Taz couldn't get near the main world title mirrors nicely what they're doing with Brian Cage right now. The fact that Brian Cage's AEW world title match was called off by Taz crowning him the FTW champion. It's a real nice passing of the torch moment for Brian Cage. Next week, though, the match will go down. It'll be Brian Cage versus Jon Moxley for the AEW World Heavyweight Championship. I can't help but feel that doing this here seems a bit quick. I kind of like the idea maybe of some shenanigans resulting in Cage not winning the title and then having Taz award him the belt after. I don't know. We'll see how all of this plays out. But that was one of many big things that happened at AEW Fighter Fest Night 2. And Jack will be along later today. He would normally be Jack later today, but Jack is away today. So Sam Driver will be looking after things on AEW Graded. Sam, the substitute teacher for Jack, will be talking about some of the big happenings from last night's AEW Fighter Fest. And that'll be on the Cultaholic YouTube channel a little bit later on today. Matt Riddle has spoken out for the first time properly following allegations made against him stemming from the Speaking Out movement. So these allegations of abuse come from Candy Cartwright, who posted onto Twitter a series of stories and events surrounding Matt Riddle, accusations of abuse and harassment from Candy Cartwright. Now, Matt Riddle has recently shared a documentation from his legal team, but this is the first time that he has actually spoken about it. And in a video on Twitter yesterday, Matt Riddle admitted to cheating on his wife and having an affair with the accuser, Candy Cartwright. But the allegations made about sexual abuse are a complete lie, fabricated story, quote Matt Riddle. Riddle eventually, following the affair, told his wife about it, blocked Candy Cartwright on social media, but claims that Cartwright would continue to reach out and that she would show up to hotels and harass his friends as to his whereabouts. That is according to Matt Riddle via this Twitter video yesterday. Riddle says in the video, "I never sexually abused or assaulted anyone." We will have more on this as it comes out. You can follow that at cultaholic.com.
Ring the bell!
Monday Night Raw has claimed its second lowest audience number in modern history. Monday night's episode did 1.69 million viewers, just beating the lowest, the May the 4th one, which did 1.68. There was really nothing in it at all. There was some good news to come from this, though. The first to third hour drop was by 5%, which is much lower than normal. The second hour actually increased greatly. The third hour dropped. That's pretty standard. So whilst there were less people there, the people who were there were staying longer, it seems. They were up against Titan Games, which did 3.85 million viewers. It was a first in network television and second overall in the 18 to 49. That's the TV show hosted by Dwayne the Rock Johnson. That's got to smart a little bit, hasn't it? Wade Barrett was in conversation with 411 Mania, was asked about NXT UK and its impact within the British wrestling industry. Wade Barrett, aka now known as Stu Bennett, says, "I wouldn't say it's helped the UK scene. I would say it's helped the wrestlers who have been signed, but outside of that, I don't think it's been beneficial. You'd have to look at the effect it has had on some of the companies or some of the independents who were thriving prior. So I don't think it's been beneficial to the scene at all. I understand why WWE have done it. They want to have a stakehold there. It was not coincidental that NXT UK was brought out at the same time that World of Sport came out, which was seen as a threat to WWE over in the UK. It wasn't coincidental, however. It's been portrayed by them, and I think we all know the truth behind that. Again, that's business. I understand why they did it. I'm not casting them for doing that, but to portray it as beneficial to the UK as something benevolent is pretty ludicrous. And as something as the product might, it's certainly not something that has helped the UK independent scene." Strong words by Stu Bennett about NXT UK. Impact Wrestling have been teasing, yep, you guessed it, even more possible returns for Slammiversary next week. So they played another video on Impact the other day, and we're now seeing some people that we've had mentioned before, Bully Ray, Kurt Hawkins, Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson, but then some other names that may be returning to Impact Wrestling. James Storm was on there, Chris Sabin, Kurt Hawkins, Shane Helms, Gail Kim, Velvet Sky, Angelina Love, and Mike and Maria Kanellis, all featured in this video. Now, it should also be noted that Bully Ray was one of those that's been mentioned recently, and it's come to light that Bully Ray is no longer under contract with Ring of Honor, so he could easily turn up. Quite a few of them could turn up. We've talked about a lot over the last few weeks, and the amount of names that are teasing stuff happening around July the 18th. In fact, EC3 was on Facebook Live yesterday and was asked about being the mystery man in the Impact Slammiversary main event. He just quoted by saying, "July the 18th is a great day for a fight." He said, quote, "I will fight July the 18th. I'm going to go wherever my heart takes me, wherever a fight arises that I need to fight him." Impact have been teasing EC3 relatively heavily by playing his theme music on an episode of the show the other week. That's quite a strong indicator. We will keep you updated with all of these rumours and innuendos regarding Slammiversary as we get a little bit closer to the event, which drops next weekend from Impact Wrestling. No WWE 2K21 this year, but we are getting a wrestling game. We're getting WWE 2K Battlegrounds, and the press release came out yesterday breaking down some of the stuff that we're going to see for Battlegrounds, being developed by Saber Interactive and published by 2K. It is coming out on the 18th of September, so just 2 months away, for the PS4, the Xbox, the PC, on Steam, Nintendo Switch, and for Google Stadia. So in the game, the usual stuff is there, your exhibition modes with one-on-one, anywhere, local, online multiplayer, up to four people in the match at one time. There's a campaign mode where you can, quote, "join the adventures of seven new WWE hopefuls created exclusively for WWE 2K Battlegrounds.
campaign mode and compete for the chance to earn a WWE contract. Along the way, you'll unlock new arenas inspired by locations such as the Everglades, Boot Camp, Mexico, New York, and Scotland, while receiving guidance from legendary personalities including Steve Austin and Paul Heyman. King of the Battleground is a new mode they're adding, where you take on all comers in an online last man standing tournament, with four players starting in the ring and four more waiting outside to enter, challenging you to run the gauntlet and defeat them all. Quite like the idea of that one. Obviously, there's an online mode as well, so you can play online. The press release also says, you can soar from military helicopters, smash opponents with cars in an auto shop, and toss them into the jaws of a hungry alligator in the swamp. I don't know if that's just in the online mode. I'm hoping it's in the local mode, because don't have many friends to play online with. There will be custom arena options. There will be creator wrestler options as well. It's going to feature over 70 wrestlers by the end, additional ones being added via DLC along the way. So far confirmed, there's Roman Reigns, Drew McIntyre, Charlotte Flair, Becky Lynch, Asuka, Daniel Bryan, Kofi Kingston, Randy Orton, and then legends like Andre the Giant, Undertaker, Mankind, Shawn Michaels, Yokozuna, Sergeant Slaughter, and loads more. There will be commentary in the game provided by Mauro Ranallo and Jerry the King Lawler. It's that combo that we've had. We had it on SmackDown years ago, if I remember correctly. You can pre-order it now for $39.99. That's for the standard edition. You get Edge as an extra character if you get the standard edition. If you pay an extra tenner for the digital deluxe edition, you get Edge, Stone Cold Steve Austin, The Rock, and Ronda Rousey from the very beginning. Also, you get 1,100 golden bucks, which you can use to buy stuff in the game with. So, extra tenner, you get loads of other stuff. Intrigued by this one. It doesn't look like your traditional wrestling sim, which I'm kind of glad about. They really ruined the last wrestling sim. So this feels just more like an arcade knockabout style game. I'm here for it. If this doesn't sound like your cup of tea, fret not. Retromania is out imminently, and it's going to feature, if you love the WrestleFest game from the 90s, same engine, spiritual successor. And we're going to talk more about Retromania a little bit closer to the time, I do believe. That'll do it for your Cultaholic Wrestling News for today, though. Check out the YouTube channel. We'll break down everything that happened on NXT, Great American Bash, and AEW Fighter Fest as well. Graded with myself and Sam, who is substituting for Jack the Jobber today. Also on the Cultaholic YouTube channel, we have been going back in time over the past few weeks and looking at some amazing pay-per-views and some not-so-amazing pay-per-views from years gone by. Last night, we ranked every WWE 2009 pay-per-view from worst to best. Go check out our list and see after the 30 minutes whether you agree or not. Also, Ross was unboxing the latest Wrestle Crate. You can see what he unboxed on there as well. You can also check out his lockdown hair. It's sensational. On the Cultaholic podcast feed, a brand new episode of Desert Island Graps went up yesterday in conversation with Colby Carino, the son of Steve Carino. He tells us about growing up within the wrestling industry, and he gives us his three favorite matches that he would happily watch on a desert island. One of them is a Jay and Mark Briscoe match that I don't think you've heard about. You're going to hear it later on. If you check out the podcast, it's live now, so maybe if you listen later on, you get what I mean. And at cultaholic.com right now, if you head over to our official website, we're ranking not just the five best WWE wrestlers of 2020 so far, but also the five best AEW wrestlers of the year so far. You can have your opinion on those as well. Check out our top fives at cultaholic.com. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.